Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, Siv Tes Vav. Chardel is mustard that you lush it Me'er Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains it could be you just lush it, you mixed it in its own natural moisture, a certain amount of natural liquid, natural moisture inside of it. Then on Shabbos, you can mix, whether with your hand or with a kli, you can mix in more mayim, more water, or more yayim, or wine. And it's not a problem, since it already was a mixture mixed with its own natural liquid from before Shabbos, the additional pouring in is not a problem. Then when you want to magabble it, you want to mix everything together, the chardel with the mayim or the yayin you add in, that you take off to the shinui. And the Machaber says the way to the shinui is do ma'at ma'at, like we keep having that. If you do a small amount, less than a typical amount, that's considered a shinui. The Shulchan Aruch continues to sift hazayin, similar shechalayim is a food they had in the olden days, or it talks about shum, is garlic seed, the adocha, the shechalayim, or the garlic, the yidochi, ground up from before Shabbos, and now it's naturally liquidy enough that's similar to the chardel. On Shabbos, you get added to it yayin v'chemetz, wine and vinegar, a pull of grisin, used to add to the shum, it was like a type of beans they would add in, and the putting it in was not a problem. Just the gibel, the mixing, has to be done with the shinui, which could be ma'at ma'at, like the Chaber is going with his mahalach from the previous sif, they're doing a little bit at a time, is considered a shinui. Or there must have a different way of doing with the shinui, is instead of mixing with a spoon, you can mix it with your hand, you can mix it with your finger. Or the Mishnah Berurah rings for Eli Rabba, if you shake it up, you just shake the kli that's in, that's also considered a shinui. So all these things in the Sinas HaMashkim is not really an issue, just the question was the gibel. So for the gibel, you could do either ma'at ma'at, or you can mix it with your finger, or you can shake it up within itself. Instead of pouring from kli to kli, you shake it up within its own kli, within its own bowl, and that's considered a shinui on the gibel, and now you'll be allowed to do it on Shabbos. Now the Machab brings the Yesh Erbim that keeps getting referenced. The Yesh Erbim is the shita of the Sefer Truma, passings like Rebbe, Nag Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, and holds that by a blila ova, by a thick mixture, something like a challah dough or a cookie dough to blila ova. So there, you're chayv rei from the Sinas HaMashkim. And if you're chayv rei from the Sinas HaMashkim by blila ova, there's no eitzah for a shinah, there's no solution for a shinah that will be maspik, that will be enough to help this. And therefore, all the teirim of pouring in more liquid into the chardel or these other foods on Shabbos and the mixing of the shinah, it's only talking about you already poured in a significant amount of mashka before Shabbos. And now you just want to add a little bit more. So that you can add more mashka, then the Sinas HaMashkim is not considered like doing anything because the mixture is already formed before Shabbos. It didn't just have its own natural lechus, its natural liquid and moisture. If you actually pour a decent amount in before Shabbos, then you can add more on Shabbos. And then the gabi the gibel, the gabi the mixing, to do with the shinuyim that I mentioned before, ma'ad, or with your finger, or shaking it up within a bowl. Now, the Rama says now, a shinui that you could do in the Sinas HaMashkim. He says between the eichel and the mashka, the solid and liquid, you pour it in the opposite order the way you do it during the week. We had this mentioned before already in the Mishnah Berurah, and it comes really over here from the Shemal. They do a shinui in the Seder and the Sinas HaMashkim of which one comes first. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is a solution by a blula raka. Blula raka, we've mentioned in the past, is only something that's an issur drabanan. Blula raka means like a cake batter, it's more liquidy. There, the leash is only drabanan. And there, if you do a shinui in the Sinas HaMashkim, so like the order, switch in the order, that's considered a shinui. And then for the gibel, you still have to mix it more than that. You mix it with your finger, you mix it with the shinui, so you have a shinui on both levels, both in the Sinas HaMashkim and in the gibel and the actual mix, and you're fine. As opposed to blila ova, if you go like most Bishayim, that the Sinas HaMashkim is not really a problem, you only chayab the gibel, like a Bishayim Yehuda, okay, you do the Sinas HaMashkim, still better to do with the shinui. And the gibel, the main thing is do the gibel, the shinui. But if you hold like the Maseva Truma, Paschal's like Rebbe, that by blue oval, which is derisa, even in Sinas HaMashkim is a problem, there's no shinui that will be enough to help for that. And Chatchila, we try to be chosh for the shita, Paschal's like Rebbe, and therefore, if the Sinas HaMashkim is not done before Shabbos, there's no way to make a blue oval on Shabbos, because there's no shinui that will be enough for these shitas, but in the Sinas HaMashkim. Only gibel has strong enough shinuyim that can work by derisa. However, if you're stuck, you can make them. Mishnah Berurah discusses different cases of different like mixtures of vegetables and chametz and vinegars. Sometimes it's big pieces they mix them with like a salad dressing, and that's not considered lisha b'chlal. It's not considered blila b'chlal. But if it's something that is small pieces being mixed with like a salad dressing to the point that it comes together, it becomes like one dover nilish, one thing that's mixed together, formed, lay into one thing. So if you're doing blila raka, it's fine. Do a shina in the order of the Sinas HaMashkim and the shina in the gibel. But if the blila ava, you really have to do the Sinas HaMashkim for Shabbos. If it's a food that you cannot do it before, and the Shaarat Sinai talks about tsnoin, it's radishes, and you want to make the salad with the radishes, you can't make it before Shabbos, maybe it loses its sharpness. Since it's Eif Shalas Me'er Shabbos, you can't do it from before Shabbos. There we are Semech on the Roith Paiskim, it's Roith Paiskim, most Paiskim, who go to Be'er Yehuda, and there's no derisa problem but in the Sinas HaMashkim, but Blila Ava only with the Gibel. And therefore, doing the Sinas HaMashkim with the Shinui and the Seder, the Gibel will do with the Shinui, and then you'll be good to go.